This man's diagnosis was clear and straightforward, and it was easy to identify the significant psychosocial stressor that had triggered his major depression. The loss of his role at work had been an assault to his self-identity. The treatment plan was equally clear. Assist him with the process of adjustment, while at the same time helping him recognize and embrace the many other aspects of his life that have played a significant role in shaping his sense of self, his identity. Piece of cake, I thought, after eliciting further details about his history. His tremendous social resources and many other facets of his life could be nurtured and cultivated. He was a husband, a father, a grandfather. He had been actively involved in a number of charitable organizations, still sitting on the advisory board of more than one, and until the depression caused him to curtail his customary pursuits, he had been highly motivated in his involvement. He had even taken a part-time teaching post at a prestigious university. After several sessions, however, it became obvious that the therapeutic intervention wasn't going to be as easy as I had initially anticipated. Session after session, he continued to indulge in nonstop rumination and complaints about his former colleagues and the poor state of his industry. He continued to focus solely on his former position to the exclusion of the other aspects of his life. It was apparent that I had underestimated the degree to which his self-identity was tied to his job and the status and power that went with it. Of course, I made a well-intentioned attempt to help him expand his self-concept and look at all the other areas of his life, to help him appreciate the richness and bounty that life had provided him, but largely without success. The medication I offered him resolved his symptoms of depression within a matter of weeks, and his energy level, concentration, appetite, and sleeping patterns all returned to their former levels. But there was a difference between happiness and the mere absence of depression. And after a lifetime of investing his identity in his work, he was never able to let go and transfer his identity to the other potential sources of fulfillment in his life. At least not during the period that I saw him. Fortunately, however, there is still hope for most of us, particularly if we start ahead of time and don't wait until the end of our career to cultivate a wider sense of who we are. All it takes is willingness, attention, and a bit of effort, and each one of us has the capacity to develop strategies to expand our self-identity beyond the workplace. Not long ago, a friend of mine, Lena, described a method she has been using for some time to overcome her fear of job loss and help to extricate her personal identity from her role at work. I got to a point in my career where my whole life revolved around my job. I was up when things were good and down when things were bad at work, and my social life took a back seat. As I progressed and got promoted a bunch of times, things became more competitive. And if you lose a job at that level, it's much harder to find a comparable one. I found myself having difficulty sleeping and becoming short-tempered because I was so worried about losing my career. I was having full-blown anxiety attacks over it. I had lost myself, and something needed to be done. I needed a way to unhook my identity from my work. So I began to rehearse every day in my mind what my life would look and feel like if I were fired. I visualized what the meeting with my boss would be like when I got canned, and thought about how my colleagues would treat me afterward, like I had the plague, I'm sure. Whether people would remain my friend or drop me like a hot potato once I had lost my high-status job. I would think about what it would be like to find another job, and what it would be like if I were shut out of my industry and had to go back to waiting tables or something like that. After years of consistently doing this, I began to realize that though I may lose status and income, I would still be able to find ways to support myself. And I began to relax. I remembered that my roles as a friend, sister, wife, aunt, and mentor to younger people were equally important. In fact, I thought a lot about all the other things that make life worthwhile. "You know, I think it even made me more creative on the job," she told me. Since I was no longer afraid to lose my job, I was more outspoken and willing to take chances that ended up really paying off.